We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're doing the laws of the month of Elul, the 100th chapter, the 8th Halacha. Yizaharu lo lomar ravidui yoter mipam achat. He says that vidui should only be said once. There are different opinions on that. Acha mirat ashamnu mikolam boshnu mikol goy eino matbeh shevidui mamash v'chol leomro v'chach nogim b'Yerushalayim leomro. So even though he says don't say the ashamnu bagadnu gazalnu more than once, but there is that section where we say Hashamnu Mikolam, Boshnu Mikol Goy. That he says you could say, even though you said the Hashamnu Bagadnu separately. And that he says is the custom in Jerusalem. Klal Gadol Yesh Lizkor Ba'Milchat Slichot Ufiyutim Utfilot Yomim Noraim. There's a very important rule that we have to remember when it comes to the slichos and the different things of prayer that we say during these awesome days. And that is, don't change anything from what's written. Because we assume that what's written is the way it was originally written. And in general, you won't find an error in what you're reading. There are exceptions, and those have been pointed out already. So stick to the text, he says. Yadom Fusama Minag Mamma Shho Shalul Vachmin Yatzer Khat Filat Aviv Shachrit Mizmo Chavzain Betilim. Everyone knows the custom that from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Shmini Atzeres, we say the 27th chapter of Tehillim, the David, Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Al Pi Amur B'Midrash, and this is based on the Medrash that says that the verse is referring to Hashem Ori, when do we call Hashem our light? That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment, where Hashem gives us light. He tries to show what's good about us. V'yishi, Hashem is our salvation on Yom Kippur, that Hashem saves us and forgives us and saves us from punishment. And the custom is also that when a person writes a letter to his friend, from the month of Elul, from the beginning of the month of Elul, the custom is that when you write a letter, you sign off the letter, you write, you should have a good year, you should be written, and you should be signed. And also there's a custom to check a person's tefillin and mezuzahs in the month of Elul. And my recommendation is, if you're going to check them, then make sure you're going to an honest scribe. There are plenty of good, honest scribes out there, but there are also charlatans, and we've heard horror stories. So don't just give in your tefillin and your mezuzah to anyone. Make sure you know who you're giving it to.